Tax notices are going out to Hopkins County property owners. Separate mailings are being done by the Sulphur Springs ISD, the City of Sulphur Springs, and Hopkins County, which includes the hospital district. I talked with Sulphur Springs ISD tax collector Sandra Gibby.
The majority of them were mailed yesterday from San Antonio. That's where our printers are, and so should be expecting them in the mail today. You know, a lot of people should get them today.
All right. And this goes to every property owner in the school district,
Sulphur Springs ISD, yes, all in this, yes. And my mortgage companies, I'll mail out, you know, we get them back from the printer, so those will go out, you know, later in the week, so.
Now, there's several months have to pay without any kind of penalty at all.
Yes, you have until January 31st without any penalty and interest, so. Deadline January 31 on that.
Do you like to see them come in early, or I guess it helps you, the earlier the better?
Yeah, the earlier the better. You know, the majority of ours is later in the year, or, you know, the end of this year, December, January is the bulk of ours comes later on. But we do have a lot of our little elderly, they're really good to come in early, and we'll see a lot of those first day. They get it in the mail, and they're here by this afternoon, so.
Then used to be some discounts, so those have gone away.
We've never given a discount here. I know the county. I think some of the rural school districts still give a discount, but I don't believe the county does anymore. But the school district hasn't ever.
Mm-hmm. So. How many these notices are going out? Do you have the totals?
A little over 12,000 went out. Those are what I consider all statements. Those are not mortgage companies or agents. So there was almost 13,000 that went out yesterday.
There shouldn't be much. I guess there was some. The tax rate, actually, I think part of the tax rate went down a little bit.
Tax rate went down a penny, yes. It's down a little bit this year, so maybe that'll help.
Some of the property values went up, but not a whole lot.
Not a lot. Yeah, I think there was a little over 2% maybe on like general homesteads, you know. Not a huge increase, a little, but not huge.
Is it big work getting ready for a mail out like this and pulling all the information together?
Yeah, it takes a little while. You know, we have to work with the appraisal district, of course, and then NetData is our, we work with both of them. And so, we all have to kind of work together to get that. And then, of course, I have a printer in San Antonio. So it's a process to get them out.
Now, your notice will only be for the school district.
Only the school district. That's correct. Yes.
The city does a separate one for people in Sulphur Springs. And then I think the county also includes the hospital board. And then rural schools all have their own setup.
That's correct. Yes. Debbie Jenkins at the county tax office, she collects for all the other school districts in the county except for Sulphur Springs ISD. And then the city, I believe that Kathy Singleton actually prints those statements for the city. So I think they were working on that as well.
KSST News.